Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot Control.
We have been playing Valkyria Chronicles Remastered for the PlayStation 4.
Now, I am familiar with the name.
Yes, you know why?
Valkyria, because I feel like you've mentioned it before.
I bought Valkyria Chronicles for the PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
I bought Valkyria Chronicles for the PC, and then I did receive a code from Sega for Valkyria Chronicles Remastered. Mm-hmm. Now, technically, it's the same game. They've, like, up-resed it, so it runs at 60 frames a second. It's in 1080p, so it looks real nice.
But gameplay-wise?
It's the same game.
Same game.
And you know what? This is not necessarily a bad thing, because the core game is a lot of fun. If I showed you a picture of it, if you follow games at all, you'd probably recognize it, even though you maybe didn't know what it was. It is this very anime-style drawing with this kind of watercolor sketch
shading.
Yeah, like if you saw it, it's very distinct, it's very cool, and you'd be like, oh yeah, that's that thing. Well, that's Valkyria Chronicles, and in this case, remastered. Let me put it to you this way. Do you like playing Fire Emblem or any kind of a strategy game? This is a turn-based strategy game that is kind of top-down. You look down on a map to move units, but when you click on a unit, all of a sudden, you go down to third person, and you see the map from their perspective. You can aim their guns, run them around, put them in cover, and if you just went... when I said all that,
and then that might not be.
Let me just tell you that while I describe it, it might sound boring. When you're actually playing it, it's very unique and a ton of fun. Like, I unabashedly love this game. As I said, I bought it twice. This third one was one that we got a chance to play because of a code. But you zoom back out to the map, select another unit, it starts again and again, and pretty soon you're doing awesome things. Now, one of the cool things I love about the fact that you go from the top map down to the character is that it really helps you invest in the characters. And this is a game that, just like Fire Emblem, is very heavy on story, very heavy on setting, very heavy on characters. They actually took this game and turned it into a 50-episode anime.
I can see a lot of people cosplaying this.
Yes.
It has that look.
You see that. And it's a tale of alternate history Europe, where World War II kind of happens, and you're basically Switzerland, but instead you're Gallia. And finally, the bad guys are like, you know what? We'll take what you have. And they march in, and you end up trying to defend your country, and the story unfolds. So, as I said, it's a very unique strategy game with lots of fun elements that include certain characters will help you heal faster. Other characters are allergic to pollen, so you want to keep them away from
trees. That's your character!
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, you have one based off of you. I had no idea.
I know. We're everywhere, yes. Right?
Don't you like being represented in video games?
I finally feel like I'm there.
You have a character.
It's real. So again, Valkyria Chronicles, the remastered version, only out on the PlayStation 4. The PC one is kind of the same. You can pick that up as well. And then if you've got an old PS3, which mine is both old and dead, it's also out on PS3. But you know what? It's not full priced, but you're getting a full price retail game. And I mean, straight up, I am a fan of this game. I love it. It's unique. It's cool. Remember, if you want to try some more Riot Control, you can listen to our podcast. If you've got a game that you're like, dude, how come you guys never talked about blank? You should
maybe definitely. Maybe we did. Maybe you missed it.
You might have missed it. Or you can hit us up at riot@radiou.com. Tell us what you think we should take a look at. I'm always on the lookout for something cool.